Now, that brings us to the fourth version or fourth chapter, fourth module, however you want to phrase it. Different marketers use different statements here, but it's basically how to turn people who said no into profit. The question he rose was, you know, have you ever tried to purchase on hope? People like to gain pleasure and avoid pain, right? Often this is the main thing that keeps them from buying something. It all stems from the emotions and whether they want to achieve some sort of pleasure in your info instead of suffering the pain of not being successful for the rest of the time. The key idea is to make the process of getting started their idea, not your idea. It needs to be on their end psychologically so that they become vested as to whether it is something they need to experience pleasure or to help avoid pain. And of course, you want to avoid the process of buyer's remorse, which often takes place after a high hype event or webinar might happen and their emotions are high on end, only to come crashing down in a day or more when they rethink what they just did. Now, Mike Dillard, of course, has some great suggestions on how to help eliminate this from happening that you need to watch on day 4 of the Magnetic Sponsoring Bootcamp. So make sure you click on that link below or go to thedavidgarner.com/magnetic-sponsoring-course. So a lot of it, again, is based on psychology, how you can get people to do what you want them to do and make it so that they think they are doing it. All right, that brings us to day number 5. Okay, day number 5 says how to get paid to prospect. Now, usually you're thinking about spending money to prospect and advertising and, you know, gas and bringing people to different places. When you think about it, most products will never buy anything from you. About 97 out of 100 times, about 97%. So you're losing those people. You also need to get used to this idea that you need to spend money, of course, to get high quality leads. But instead of trying to grab someone and get them interested in putting up, you know, $300 to $3,000 to start as a distributor, maybe instead you can get them by reading a retail product that only costs about $30 one time. And instead they look it over and start selling it and learning from it, and they call you up, which requires them, of course, to join you. You are basically being paid to prospect that way. Okay, so this possibly would earn you a commission on the retail product, and then of course they're going to earn more. Or you're going to earn more when they join. If there's a downline involved, maybe you'll even earn more when they start to bring people in as well. So the best thing is that you can set this up to happen and be available anytime you want online. Okay, you do need to advertise to get people and drive traffic to your website. So this amount you spend on the ad will hopefully be canceled out by the commissions you earn selling them the retail product. Okay, sometimes it's called like a front-end offer or a self-liquidating offer. This helps to establish your marketing pipeline where once they buy, you know they are a targeted subscriber and you can continue to promote courses to them. You need to be able to write a good ad, though, in order to get people to click on the link. And that's what the next part talks about, and we'll get to that in just a second here. But again, make sure you go and you sign up and you check out these ads. Mike talking about the ads in day 6 by getting the Magnetic Sponsoring Bootcamp. It is a 7-day series. It doesn't cost anything to join. You can get it at thedavidgarner.com/magnetic-sponsoring-course. Or even for $1, you can do a trial of the elite marketing system that we have and get 100% commissions to most of the products that they have, depending on the membership level that you come in at. And you can find more about that at elitemarketing.us. Bootcamp Part 6 talks about ad copy. Okay, you have to have good ads. Writing a good ad is a science, as Mike says, and you need to get to the point where you're hitting them like a psychological wave. Help them achieve pleasure and avoid pain. If you can add social proof to your copy, of course, this helps you out. Not sure what social proof is or how and what it has to do with ad copy? Make sure you come and watch Part 6 of the Magnetic Sponsoring Bootcamp. And finally, to wrap things up here, Part 7 is attracting wealth and distributors to you. Now, just as a reminder, the first video was talking about getting warm prospects and not driving your family and friends crazy. Number 2 was about, you know, your prospects getting to buy anything because of you, not necessarily because of what the product is. Number 3 was about the right type of people to recruit and how to get them and how to find them. Number 4 was about turning no's into sales. In 5, you're going to be learning again about being paid to prospect with self-liquidating offers. And number 6 was talking about writing effective ads. Number 7, again, is about attracting wealth and distributors to you. Of course, you have to take some action. So you must be willing to give without want before you can have, as Mike says. Again, you must be willing to give without want before you can have. It's a great quote by Mike Dillard. So understand that they join you because you offer them a solution to their problem in regards to your leadership or expertise. And you can also provide them with a system that helps them solve their problems. You need to sell yourself. Do not worry about the company or the comp plan. The company might not be there in a year, but you should be and can continue to grow your relationship with these prospects regardless of who you are with. You also need to build your network and align yourself with the right people going to seminars, shake their hands, offer to help them out, and of course keep records of every contact you are making so that you can show your continual professional growth. You need to think of where you want to be in 10 years, not just 10 days, 10 weeks, or 10 months. Build yourself a Rolodex of the leaders. Build a relationship with these guys, not slamming your offers down their throats, but instead getting to know, like, and trust them and seeing how you could help them. So your goal, as Mike says, is to continue educating yourself and become so valuable that they feel obligated to join you for the value you have provided and you will continue to provide them. You must also remember to have patience, of course. This life as an internet marketer you are trying to lead should be considered as a marathon, not as a sprint. You want to go build yourself the biggest Rolodex ever. If you haven't done it yet, okay, if you haven't stopped this video or this audio, depending on how you're getting this, you want to make sure you click that link below or go to thedavidgardner.com/magnetic sponsoring course, or I would even highly suggest going to elitemarketing.us and getting in with me, locking arms, and figuring out how you should really be marketing online and getting people to come to you instead of you chasing them around. This has been Dave Gardner from thedavidgardner.com and magneticsponsors.com, and I look forward to helping you out.